I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 WFCL, Nashville Public Radio. We have something different for you and a real treat. Music for two French horns and nothing else today on Live in Studio C. Our players are going to introduce themselves at this point.
Hello, I am Jennifer Coomer.
And I'm Anna Spina.
And they're here to play music of the French composer Georges Barbeteau. Georges Barbeteau was the premier horn player in Paris for much of the 20th century, late 20th century anyway. Georges Barbeteau was born in Algiers in 1924 and passed away in Paris in 2006, and he wrote great music for the French horn. So we're going to hear today Duo in the form of an etude, which is in four movements, and the first is Allegro Moderato.
Thank you.
Was the first movement, the Allegro Moderato, from the duo in the form of an etude by the French composer and French hornist Georges Barbeteau, played live in Studio C by Jennifer Coomer and Anna Spina. We're going to have our players introduce themselves along the way. And Jennifer, if you're ready, what about yourself?
Sure. My name is Jennifer Coomer, and I have been in Nashville since about the fall of 1997, a freelance player. I play extra with the Nashville Symphony a lot, and I play principal horn in the Nashville Opera. I came across these duets when I was at the University of Southern California back in the early 90s, and my teacher, Vince DeRosa, presented them to me as a gift, and I played them with students there. I've played them with students, you know, fellow students there. I've brought them to students of my own over the years. And I was asked to come and play in live in Studio C, and I thought, what a great opportunity to ask Anna to come and play these duets again. I hadn't had them out in a long time, so I dusted them off, and here they are for you today.
And this composer, Georges Barbeteau, was, of course, well-known in France as the principal horn of the probably entire nation of France at one point. And he's written these amazing duos, which we're hearing today, and probably no one's heard them perform live on the radio, heavens knows when. So thank you for bringing them today.
Sure. It looks to me like they were published in about 1970. So, mm-hmm. you know, they have a little bit of age on themselves, mm-hmm. but it is contemporary music. And yeah. it's a challenging lot of playing because there's not really any rest for the two players to stop at empty,
right. So
which is why we're talking so much now as we drain our pipes on to get ready for the next movement.
And so that's what we can do since it's live radio. So this composer, Barbeteau, was involved with all kinds of music, including jazz. He was apparently an inspiration for lots of jazz players and arranging and recorded with Duke Ellington and so forth. So it's, I don't remember if we've ever had any music by Georges Barbeteau live in Studio C, so this is a great treat. Thank you. What's next?
The next one is called, the tempo marking is Andante Moderato. They're just called number 1 through 4, and so you feel free to make up your own title as you hear it.
Thank you.
That's music of Georges Barbeteau, the second movement, the Andante Moderato from the duo in the form of an etude, being played live in Studio C by Jennifer Coomer and Anna Spina. Music for two horns and nothing else today, live in Studio C. I'm going to give Anna a little opportunity to introduce herself at this point.
Hi, I'm Anna Spina. I am also a Nashville freelance horn player, but I've been here a lot less time than Jennifer has. I moved here a little over 2 years ago with my husband, who is the not so new anymore principal trombone player in the symphony. I've been out of school for like 4 years or so, and I've been kind of bouncing around back and forth. I lived in Atlanta for a bit, playing in the orchestra there, and in St. Louis, LA, and now Nashville. And since I've been here, I've been had the great opportunity of being able to play with Jennifer and some of the awesome stuff that she does, which is very different and new for me. And I've played with the Nashville Symphony, and I also play a bit with the Chicago Symphony, which is where I grew up, and Jennifer grew up close to Chicago too, and then Los Angeles Philharmonic. And but Nashville has really become our home, and it's been a great city to be. There's so much wonderful music here.
Well, thank you for becoming part of Studio C.
Oh, well, at I this love point. It. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, yeah, very, very nice. We're hearing, as I said, music of Georges Barbeteau, the duo in the form of an etude. We just heard the second movement, Andante Moderato, and when our players are ready, we'll hear the third movement, Allegro Rondo Scherzando. The third movement of the duo in the form of an etude by the French composer and French hornist Georges Barbeteau, being played live in Studio C by Jennifer Coomer and Anna Spina. Only one movement remaining, but the horns are not easy to play and they're not easy to keep clear, so we'll let our players have plenty of time to get ready to play the final fourth movement of this duo in the form of an etude by Georges Barbeteau. French horn is not easy. It's not easy to make a living as a French horn freelance artist as well. So we'll acknowledge the difficulties of what you're both doing today, live in Studio C.
I think we're both really grateful to Nashville and the opportunities that we've been given here to work and play the horn for a living and not necessarily have a W-2 type of income. We play a lot of different types of music. We do recording sessions for gospel publishing companies. That's primarily what I did when I first moved to town. Mm-hmm. Nashville is starting to branch out into doing more film scores and more video games, which is a lot of fun, and it uses more players, so more of us in town are being asked to play, which I'm sure all of us are really grateful. It's a great community of horn players in town, and so we're lucky to have Anna join that, and just used to be a couple of us, and it's just growing all the time as Nashville continues to grow as a city. So I'm really proud of what we've brought here and what kind of work is coming here based on the opportunities that we've had to play for people, and they keep coming back and wanting us to do some more. Right. So we're honored by that.
Well, I know there's a lot of great music being written for video games in that context. So it's good that that's thriving as well. So thank you. Jennifer Coomer and Anna Spina are going to play the final movement of the duo in the form of an etude by Georges Barbeteau. This is the movement called Maestoso. Final movement of the duo in the form of an etude by Georges Barbeteau. That was the section marked Maestoso. The sections really have just tempo markings, these four movements. I think, Jennifer Coomer, you were saying before the program that your daughters were hearing this music and making up their own titles.
Yeah, it was all Star Wars related, and they just think that the horn equates to Star Wars, which the music
really
of John Williams writes for the horn, and they hear it all the time in the car and in the movies when we go. And so, yeah, Kylo Ren was one of the movements. Third Millennium was the third movement. I think they used Ghost, which isn't necessarily a Star Wars term, for the second movement. But it is all sort of spooky, haunting music, mm-hmm. yeah. very dark, you know.
And the horns really sound grand. So thank you for playing this music today. Jennifer Coomer and Anna Spina, who I hope will come back and play for us again at some point in some form live in Studio C.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very
Great
much.
Great to see you and hear you play. I'm Will Griffin. Up next week, the Belmont Brass Quintet is here from the Belmont University School of Music for more Music for Brass live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their very generous support of Live in Studio C and Classical 91.1.